Oh, ants and mosquitoes and cockroaches. When it comes to my life and their life, who's more important? You know. It's very easy with cockroaches, okay? You take a cup, you put it over the cockroach, you slide a piece of cardboard underneath, and you take the cockroach outside. It's very easy. You can even say some mantras while you're doing it. Okay? I mean, who knows? Maybe before, in a previous life, we were a cockroach. And somebody did that with us. It put a good seed on our mind that enabled us to meet the Dharma this lifetime. Possible. Huh? We don't know. Anyway, for sure we've been cockroaches in previous lives, because they say we've been everything and done everything in samsara. So for sure we've been cockroaches. Yeah. When you were a cockroach in your previous life, would you much rather have somebody, you know, kill you with some spray, or put a cup over you, say some mantra, and take you outside? Okay. So, you know, there's ways to handle insects without killing them. Yeah, there's lots of ways. I mean, with ants, there's different kinds of things you can put around and they won't come. If you keep your kitchen clean, they won't come. There's lots of ways to do it.
About the cockroach stuff. if I don't kill it, like, then I let it go. Then wait, Singapore full of cockroaches. And the other, you apply into a neighbor's room and cause havoc on the neighbor, and my neighbor also kill it. So, I mean, which one is more?
What do you think?
I kill
you. Oh, I'm going to kill this cockroach for the benefit of all sentient beings. You know, I'm going to kill this cockroach because I know for sure it's going to go into the neighbor's house and he's going to kill it. Oh, I see. It's going to shorten the cockroach's life so it has a better chance for a good rebirth. And it's going to, you know, make you have a short life in your future life, because when you kill, it causes you to have health problems and die young. Mm-hmm. So do you ever think that when you hear about people being in a bad accident and dying when they're young? Do you ever think this is a result of their having killed in past lives? You never think that. You think, oh, that crazy driver who was driving and hit my friend. You blame another person, but do you ever think this person created the cause to have a short life? How do you create a cause for a short life? By taking other living beings' life.
So is it action or is it motivation that creates
the karma? It's principally the motivation that determines the karma of the action. There's some actions that, you know, have special force, you know, on their own merit. But principally, it's the motivation that does something. Okay.
So if I have this motivation, I'll shorten the cockroach's life so I can better...
All right. So maybe somebody should kill you so you have a shorter life and you go to the Pure Land. Right? You know, should we call the mafia in and they kill you and then you can go to the Pure Land? Aren't they being kind and compassionate? Oh, well, how do you know that you're causing the... So then how do you know that you're causing the cockroach happiness by killing it? Maybe it's going to be reborn in the hell realms after it stops being a cockroach. You may be causing it to have more suffering. You have no idea. Okay. Our mind likes to rationalize anything we possibly can, doesn't it? You know, first we think what our ego likes, and then we think of a philosophy that backs up our ego's desires. Yeah, that's not the Dharma.
Regarding cockroaches, it's like if you feel it, right, you are facing big karma for yourself.
Well, are you, first of all, we're not sure somebody's going to kill the cockroach. you know? Because some cockroaches live, you know, their full lifespan. We don't know that for sure somebody's going to kill the cockroach. Okay. You know, I find that these questions, because this comes up all the time, like I said, you know, sex and cockroaches. And everybody asks so many questions about this. In America, they ask more about sex. In Singapore, they ask more about cockroaches. Okay. But, you know, if you look, I always have the feeling people are trying to get me somehow to say it's okay to kill. You know? That's what, in the back of your mind, what your motivation is. If I can say it this way, if I can say it this way, somehow I'm going to get her to say it's okay to kill, and then I won't have to feel guilty about killing. If she says it's okay, I don't feel guilty. If she says it's not okay, then I feel guilty. First of all, I'm not going to say it's okay, so just stop trying to talk me into it. Okay? Second of all, whether you feel guilty or not should not depend on my giving you permission to kill. Okay? You have to think yourself and look in your own mind and look at how you feel when you squash insects. Yeah? And you have to look in your own mind and how you feel, if you feel good about doing this. Don't ask me if it's okay. Yeah, I'm not God that says, yes, you can do that. No, I'm going to punish you. Okay? You have to look in your own mind and check up what your motivation is and check up how you feel about your own actions. Nobody gives you permission to do this or that. You have to be responsible.
I try to observe the process of not killing, including because as the mosquitoes, I just let them pass by. But at home, sometimes there are a lot of mosquitoes, and my mom knows that I won't kill, so she said, I'll kill for you.
That's her business. If she says she's going to kill him for you, you don't have to take any part in that. You don't ask her to kill. You don't agree with it. What she does is her business. Okay, I want everybody here to think about these questions first. Okay? Think about your question. Do you really feel egoistic? Think about it, you know? And what do you think about the karmic effects on yourself? What do you think about the karmic effects on your mother? Do you really feel selfish when you're doing this? Would you really feel better if you went and killed them yourself? Okay? So again, rather than asking me, I don't want any more questions about cockroaches and mosquitoes. Okay? Because really, because these questions go on and on and on, and everybody's still trying to make me say it's okay. Aren't you? You're still trying to make me say it's okay. Oh, yes, you feel guilty because your mom's going to kill it and she creates the negative karma, so it's okay, you kill it instead. You know, is that what you want me to say? Is that going to solve the problem? Is that going to make you feel better? No. You have to think about the things yourself. Okay? I just shared with you what the teachings are. You think about the teachings, whether you agree with them, whether you don't agree with them, and how you apply them in your own life. Okay? This is incredibly important. We have to learn to think about the teachings ourselves. Because what I find, okay, all these questions about insects, if you look in I Wonder Why in Buddhism for Beginners, it's all written about there. All my books contain something about it. These questions never end. And the same person asks the same question again and again. I'm not saying you are, but you know, because why do we ask the same question again and again? You know, the next venerable who comes here, you're going to ask them, aren't you? You know, I saw all these posters, you know, for there's one Chinese nun coming soon and then to Theravada monk, and you're going to go to their talks. I had a cockroach in my house, and if I don't kill it, it's going to go outside into my neighbor's flat. My neighbor will kill it. So isn't it more of a bodhisattva action to kill the cockroach myself? Because maybe I'll send it to the Pure Land that way. You know? So you ask this venerable, and you ask that venerable, and you ask the next venerable, and they're all going to give you the same answer. And so you have to think about it yourself.
You said cockroach, what about germs and everything? For example, we just cut your hand, you might kill a lot of...
You know, one-celled organisms, I'm not sure, I don't think they're sentient beings. Yeah. That they don't have mind. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Well, that's a very interesting thing. What about people working for the pest control? What kind of karma do you think they're creating? One time, many, many years ago, let's see if I can remember this story. It was in Singapore. I was teaching at the Buddhist library, and this topic came up. Because like I said, this is one of the most popular topics. And the people who drove me home afterwards, I think, if I remember correctly, that one of them had a job in an insecticide factory. And after he heard the talk, he said he was going to start looking for another job. I thought, wow, you know, good for him.
So are they going to have many, many
lives? Okay, so if you kill, do you have many shorter lives in a future life? It's very hard to say what the karmic, you know, exactly what the karmic result of a specific action will be, because it depends on many factors. It depends on how strong your motivation is, if you kill the cockroach with a lot of hatred or just with a little bit. It depends if you do purification afterwards. Okay. It depends if you have a precept not to kill, because it's going to be heavier if you break your precept. You know, it depends, you know, on a lot of different things, what the result is going to be. Also, you know, there's a certain amount of flexibility within karma, because we create certain negative karmas or certain positive karmas, but it's never quite sure exactly how they're going to ripen. I mean, for sure negative karma ripens as suffering, and for sure positive karma ripens as happiness. That doesn't change. But whether a particular negative karma ripens as a rebirth, as an animal, or in the hell beings, sometimes that can change. Or whether a particular positive karma ripens as, you know, a rebirth in the human realm or the God realm, that can change. Yeah? So it depends. In specific situations, there's a lot of other factors that influence things. So don't have a real rigid view of karma. You know, it's not, you know, I kill you, so next life you kill me. It's not that simple, okay? There's a lot of interdependent factors going on there, which is one reason why doing purification is so important, because when we purify, then we stop a lot of those factors. So we stop the ability of negative karma to ripen. Yeah? Okay, let's do some more meditation. If you want to think a little bit about what we just discussed, please do. Because like I said, you have to think about these things yourself. To think, well, how do I feel about this? And how much do I believe in karma? And, you know, am I willing to create negative karma? Somebody suggested that the young woman should educate her mother about karma, and then her mother wouldn't kill the cockroaches also. So think about some other ways to solve these kinds of problems. Yeah? So I think those of you who got revved up a little bit about our discussion, spend this time and think about a little bit about karma and what it means in your life, and about killing, and what times you've killed, and how you feel afterwards, and you know, what it would mean to you to stop killing, and what effects killing has on your future lives, what effects stopping killing has on your future lives, other ways you can deal with difficulties like this. So spend some time thinking a little bit about it, okay? Because you'll find that, you know, a lot of the answers have to come from within you. They don't come from outside. Okay.